Can you talk about the other research that's been done using checkpoint inhibitors in metastatic gastric?
So there are several exciting trials that are ongoing. Probably one of the most promising avenues is to try to move these agents in the neoadjuvant or adjuvant setting to try to treat micrometastatic disease. And there are different schools of thought on that, whether or not you need more antigen to be in the body before you can sensitize or respond to immunotherapy. That being said, these are sort of some of the trials, both in neoadjuvant and adjuvant setting, that are being explored, both in gastric and resected esophageal adenocarcinomas. In Asia, there's a number of trials with squamous histologies. In U.S., squamous esophageal cancer is relatively an orphan, even more so orphan than an adenocarcinoma. But in China and certain parts of Japan, it's still very common. So that's where it's being explored. For majority of our patients in U.S., metastatic disease remains the main battle. And so there are both pembrolizumab and nivolumab and nivolumab ipilimumab are being explored in first-line setting in combination with chemotherapy in gastric.